It's the 3rd of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The reliance on fossil fuel-generated electricity across Bedford has remained the same as attitudes have changed for preference of more sustainable and renewable sources. A plan to address the issue will be tailored across the area if the Council approves an application submitted by AMP Clean Energy. The company plans to build 5 battery boxes which store energy during periods of low demand and then release their supply back to the grid during times of higher usage. The units are about the size of 2 parking spaces and will be distributed in different areas of the town. AMP plans to build 1,000 of these units across the country, which should also slightly reduce the price paid by the consumer per kilowatt hour. 38-year-old Luton resident Robert Brown has been found guilty through the use of CCTV of murdering sex worker Victoria Greenwood last year. Brown then transported the body of the 41-year-old to a remote area in Wallington, Hertfordshire, where he set the body on fire. He is due for sentencing later this week. The latest May E. coli readings collected by the Bedfordshire Great Ouse Valley Environmental Trust for parts of the Great River Ouse in Bedford show alarming results. The Allen Bridge sample, tested by an accredited lab, showed levels 33 times higher than those recommended as safe. In comparison, the River Thames during the Oxford-Cambridge boat race showed bacterial conditions of 10 times above the norm. Bedsgovet has warned that everything that relies on the river for sustenance is under threat. The former customer service centre on Horn Lane at the old Bedford Town Hall building will become the new reopened customer care hub as of the 19th of June. It will open 5 days a week until 5pm to answer residents' questions, provide digital support and access to computers and phones. Free Wi-Fi access will also be available. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.